Seriously, who hasn't fallen asleep somewhere? I mean, somewhere, and someone could have taken a photo of you. Come on. Come on. What a weekend. What a weekend. So many stories out of the sporting weekend, and we get to talk about it all day, all night here on the Home of Sport, SEN. Welcome to Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy, a new week on this Monday morning. Can't wait to engage with you on the Motorola open line. Hello, Moto, 1300 01 1170, or get on the Edgewater Homes text line. Be early to make your points this morning. I think we've got a bit to discuss. 0457 736 736. Queensland listeners tuning in for this first hour before you get Pat and Heels. We must be almost... Is daylight savings there next week? We must be close to that, but you get us for the first hour, and then you can keep on tuning in on the SEN app, and we're broadcasting out of 1170 AM studios in Sydney. And yes, daylight savings will end this Sunday morning. You get the extra hour of sleep, so that's pretty handy. Greg Alexander with me. Where do we possibly start from a rugby league weekend which started last Thursday night? And we already discussed it on Friday morning, the incredible grand final rematch. But we do have to start with rugby league, because this is an extraordinarily good start. Until last night, every game in the round was decided by 12 points or less. Three games decided by two or less, two golden point games. I mean, it was just drama and event and controversy, game after game after game. It was so good.
It continued to give, didn't it, Vossie, all weekend? And you're right, started with the Eels and the Panthers. Can I just go through the top four as it stands right now? The top four.
Yes.
The Broncos, the Seagulls, the Dolphins, and the Warriors. Mm. Anyone think that was possible? I know we're only a small sample size, four rounds. I know it's only round four. Well, I think we're going to start with Sunday. We're going to start with yesterday, because there was three games yesterday. It was very unusual. It was triple treat Sunday. And start with the Warriors beating the Dogs. The Warriors came from 8-0 down and 14-6 down during the second half. So the Dogs had an 8-point lead twice through that game. The Warriors, they're a different side. It was so good to watch Sean Johnson play the way he did yesterday. It was so good. That's the best he's played in a long time, Vossie. I know he's had, there's been moments of, you know, Sean Johnson brilliance. There've been fewer moments over the last 3 or 4 years, but that is the best all-round game I think I've seen Sean Johnson play for a long time. So that was a great win from the Warriors. Newcastle, I thought the Raiders would get them. After their win over the Sharks last week, I thought the Raiders were set to go back-to-back. And Newcastle surprised them. Lachie Miller was just everywhere. Lachie Miller was involved in everything. Not everything was brilliant, but I've never seen a player new to the game with only 10 games under his belt try as hard to make an impact in a game than Lachie Miller. Just had so many touches the footy. And then the Sharks demolished the Dragons in the second half. Vossie, I watched the first half and then listened and watched a bit of the second half. So all of a sudden I flicked KO on while I was driving home, and it was 32-8, and I didn't think I'd missed much footy at all. The Dragons fell apart in the early part of that second half. Very disappointing. Very disappointing.
Well, it was 8-6 through 32 minutes to the Dragons.
Correct.
So from the 32nd minute, it is a 34-0 landslide for the Sharks. I will say this morning, and Dragons fans obviously come out of the woodwork and give an assessment of all manner of things there. And Anthony Griffin is a coach under pressure. There's no doubt about that. But I will go on the positive. I believe Cronulla have the ingredients now to win this premiership this year. I think with some of the heavyweights coming back to the field. Now, last year, I think they overachieved in getting second with a draw. You can deny it, but the fact was they had a softer draw than the other leading teams in the comp last year. That got them to second on the ladder. Then they crashed out in straight games. But I go through their side, and the return of Nicho Hynes, who just gets better and better.
Fullback, good was
tick. Fullback, tick. Wingers, tick.
Yep.
Centres either side, Talakai Ramian, tackle busters and offloaders either side. Edge back rowers now who play 80 minutes, Nicara Wilton. Wilton's big improver. Like, he's getting better by the week. Then you got some hard heads in the forward pack. What Cameron McInnes did off the bench yesterday, really good. Dale Finucane's going to do his job in Royce Hunt, Braden Hamlin-Welly, Toby Rudolph. You get minutes. Blake Brayley, more than competent. I think the key to him, like being really good and a premiership winning side, Matt Moylan needs to be very good. He can't be loose. He has to fit in with the team. That, to me, seems to be the only position where he can float a bit in and out, not be maybe as consistent. If he can be a big contributor every week, look out. Cronulla have got a lot of points in them every match they play, is my take from last night. And not just because they played a Dragon side that fell in a heap.
No. I agree with you. And they looked at the first try that they scored, that was a classy try from Nico Hines, who you have to say, would Nico Hines on last night's effort against the Dragons, that was one of the top three performances of the round for sure. Nico Hines, first game back.
Yeah.
That oozed class.
I know it's hard for you because you're in the New South Wales mix origin, but I think Hines goes past Moses' first choice second halfback if Cleary's out. I think Cleary's one, Hines two from a New South Wales perspective. I think he's...
It was very good. So we've seen Nico Hines twice this year in the Indigenous game where he was man of the match, and going off that form, you thought, well, you know, can he raise the bar from what he did last year? Vossie, last night against the Dragons was raising the bar.
Can I push you for a drink-wise unmissable moment? If you're choosing to drink, choose to drink wise. From a round of football, which started with the Cleary two-point field goal moments, but can I throw out from the Battle of Brisbane Friday night, what Mark Nichols did in saving a try on Selwyn Cobbo, to me, is the try save for the ages. Like, I mean, that was big front rower in the corner, desperately tosses a hand up and knocks the ball out. Now, you watch it in slow motion and you think he's got time to think, react there. You watch it in normal speed. How the hell did he do it? Like, that's just, that was one of the most amazing, the fact that it's a front rower on an athletic winger, you know, in front of 50,000. That, to me, drink-wise unmissable moment, Mr. Mark Nichols, I'm saluting you this morning.
Yeah.
Top that,
Vossie. I as Selwyn Cobbo ran over both those Dolphin players, and I think it was it Tessie New down that side of the field who tripped up. He got hit by Cobbo. He fell on Mark Nichols, so they landed on each other, the two Dolphin players. And then as Selwyn Cobbo went over the top of both of them, Nichols somehow got his hand up and made contact with the ball just to strip it out. Good moment and good nomination. Good nomination.
Can you top it, Brett?
Well, I probably can't top it, but I was out at a Core Stadium to do the South Manly game on Saturday night.
Yep.
And for Lachie Ilias to kick the goal to make it 13 points, the John Sattler number, the John Sattler stand and applause after 13 minutes was very special. It was a beautiful moment. And then for Lachie Ilias to kick his first field goal, first NRL field goal.
Yeah, good comeback.
That was
good
pretty
comeback,
special.
Brandy. Our listeners can contribute drink-wise unmissable moments, if you like, this morning, because there's so many things. It's a nice positive to have. Often there's going to be some serious critical analysis, obviously, this morning. But if you want to be positive, drink-wise unmissable moments, if you're choosing to have a drink, choose to drink wise. You won't miss a moment if you drink wise. And the photo, too, or the image on field, Jason Demetrio out there with the team, Scotty Sattler there, obviously tears welling up. I mean, it was high emotion. And then for the number 13 to be the common thread throughout the night, the winning captain wears number 13, South's winning score, 13. I think Cody Walker, 13th career double. Just 13, 13, 13, and 13, 13, 32. 13 points to 12 was quite extraordinary with forward pass controversy and all of that that we'll get to later in the program. Now,
I know,
but forward passes. We'll get to it. Keep your powder dry for a moment. Just want to go through for Victor Sports. Victor School and Sports Club supplies, victorsports.com.au, injuries. Sean O'Sullivan, that's so disappointing. Full tendon rupture off the pec, out for up to 16 weeks. That is desperately disappointing for Sean and for the Dolphins after a great start to the year. Tessie New facing at least 4 weeks on the sidelines after playing through damage to his medial ligament. He was absolutely hobbled out there the other night. Katie Nikorima being cleared of any fractures after being ruled out of the game with a facial injury. Kurt Mann likely has a Category 1 concussion. As we know, that's mandatory stand down. Really concerned about Tohu Harris today. A knee injury he suffered in the second half for the Warriors. The NRL physio did a little bit of analysis of that one. Mm-hmm. And
What did he think?
He thought there's real chance of ACL you watch the mechanism of it all.
Yep.
So that's a worry. And for the Titans, AJ Brimson, the hamstring. Brandy, you're the athlete. I'm not. I'm Mr. Mm. No Pain, No Pain. But that was an amazing shot on the Fox League coverage on Saturday afternoon where the trainer's out there doing the test on AJ Brimson. And I've never seen this before. A player with a hamstring injury, sure, they come up and they hold it. He's on his stomach and the trainer gets to work and feel where the injury is. And when he finds a point, AJ Brimson screams in agony. Yep. So that's not a strain, is it, Brandy? That's got to be full tear. Yep. That's 6 weeks stuff.
Yeah, Vossie, I bumped into Sam Verrills last night at Fox. Sam was on the Matt John show last night, and Sam was talking to me about his injury, his collarbone, which needed a plate in it. So he's out for anywhere between 8 and 10 weeks. He said AJ Brimson will be 6 weeks with the hamstring. Mm. It's a grade 3 tear. Kieran Foran will be out between 4 and 6 weeks with a calf injury. So they've just lost their spine. Apart from Tanner Boyd, they've just lost the three key players in their side.
And the Cowboys, Murray Taulagi, also Taulagi, knee injury as well, medial. So he's facing time on the sideline. It's a big injury list out of the weekend. Thanks to Victor Sports, Victor School and Sports Club Supply, supplying schools sports throughout Australia. VictorSports.com.au. Check out the website. By the way, the tipping comp, we both got 6 on the weekend. Michelle, only got 4. So Brandy and Michelle tied on 19. I'm up to 17. It's hardly something to shout from the rooftops. But anyway, that's where we're at. And for Bailey Ladders, Worksite Trusted for over 60 years, this is the ladder. We're trying to ignore a bit of the controversy, but Brandy's already mentioned the top 4. Broncos 8, Seagulls, Dolphins, Warriors, Roosters all on 6. Then you've got the whole bunch of teams on 4. Panthers, Rabbitohs, Storm, Dragons, Bulldogs, Titans, Cowboys, Knights, Sharks, Raiders and Eels on 2 points. Tigers, sadly, the only team without a win. So one unbeaten side and one team without a win. That is thanks to Bailey Ladders, bringing safety and efficiency to the worksite for over 60 years. I've got the platform ladder. If you don't have a platform ladder, you're kidding yourself. You're risking your life, to be quite honest. Mm. Get one of the Bailey Ladders with a platform. Far safer than climbing up the old conventional ladder. Now, Joseph Swalii is off to rugby union. We know that. That's going to happen down the track. I thought Brandon Smith came off the top turnbuckle and delivered a hammer blow in reaction to the news of 1.6 million. Let us play a little bit of the man they call the cheese.
Rugby really got a gem there. Peter Volandi said, go over, get that easy money and then come back to the real sport. 1.6 million could have been spent better on the grassroots of rugby. A $1.6 million winger from the Roosters isn't going to help you beat the All Blacks.
Good, Zad. Never play speaking so openly like that.
Some truth in that. We are catching up with Tim Horan, aren't we, to discuss the Joseph Swalii signing?
Will you tell me, Brandy, what's your thoughts? Value for money, 1.6. If that's the figure, 1.6 million a season for
what
Joseph
Swalii. What are they hoping
Swalii
to get out of it? Is it as much about we've got this player, this big name from rugby league to rugby union? So is it as much about what it provides them off the field as what it does on the field, Vossie? I think, you know, there was always a bit of that when they signed Rogers and Matt Rogers and Wendell Saylor and Lottie Tekeri.
You're talking blokes that had massive scrapbooks.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. And I threw the question out yesterday when we were discussing on Fox. I said, what position will he play? Like, is he a fullback and does he have a kicking game? I don't know that. Did he play fullback as a schoolboy in rugby? Surely he doesn't. They don't sign 1.6 for a winger.
But, Brandy, what about the business of it? 2 years ago, 2-3 years ago, rugby could have got him for $200,000. and didn't stump up. Could have got him for 200, great young talent, $200,000. If he had have stayed in rugby union, if they had have got him, they would now be paying him probably $400,000 to $500,000. Yeah. Is probably what they were thinking they're paying.
Yeah.
Now they're paying more than three times that to get him back from rugby league. How is that good business? And does he bring anyone through the gate with respect?
No.
Probably not. Is he the personality who's going to you put on all the billboards and do the interviews and all of that? Probably not. I don't think he's the effervescent character that you get the whole package with Joseph Swalihi, as good as he is. As good as he is. Like, he's an outstanding talent, quite obviously. But 1.6, good luck to him. Good luck to rugby union.
Hard to knock it back.
Yeah, 100%. Now, just run through some of the other sporting headlines, because there's people just queuing up to have a say. There's bunker controversy out of the weekend. There's forward passes. All of those things we want to talk about. Western Australia won the Shield again. Back-to-back titles. Won by 9 wickets against Victoria.
I did watch AFL, a bit of that over the weekend.
Did you?
I did watch a bit.
You're amazing. You are amazing.
Yep.
Just fitting the Shield in your schedule. Yeah, you watched a bit. Okay. The Swans can win the competition in the AFL based on how they have started and come out of the blocks. Absolutely smacked Hawthorn 118-37. That was outstanding. The Giants went down to the West Coast Eagles across in Perth. We'll run through other scores as well. The Socceroos beating Ecuador. Second match of that two-game series coming up tomorrow night in Melbourne. The poor old New South Wales Waratahs find themselves second last on the Super Rugby ladder. They put up a fight against the Chiefs, but just not good enough. Confidence low, says Coach Coleman. So there's a bit there. And a few other sports. The biggest run chase in the history of T20s happened overnight. We'll tell you about that, South Africa and the West Indies. But I think we need to let you off the leash right now. Get on the Motorola open line, 1300 01 1170. Got a stack of prizes to give away as well today. If you want to get on the Motorola open line, be the opening batsman or the opening bowler, and get on the Edgewater Homes text, 0457 736 736. Come at us, whatever you like. Ramp it up on a Monday morning.
Vossi, we spoke about our unmissable moments, and the Motorola open line and the Edgewater Homes text line is open for anything. You can throw anything at us, but if you can think, and there's so many of those golden little moments, like the one that you threw up, the Mark Nichols moment. There's so many of those over a weekend that I wish I could remember, but I can't. So I'm throwing it out to the listeners. Some of those golden moments through games over the weekend that you remember.
The poor old Port Macquarie Pearl opens the batting this morning. As you know, he is a Dragons fan. And cue the sad music, Dan, if you could, for the Port Macquarie Pearl. It's not often that we have to do it. Morning, VB. I'm trying to be positive. If my Dragons had dished up that tripe Thursday or Friday, my weekend would have been ruined. Now only my Monday has, which sucks anyway. Silver lining. Pearl. Yeah, heartfelt.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, there's silver lining. Yeah,
it's a Sunday night.
That's
game.
True. You cop that Thursday, your weekend's trashed.
Like, yeah.
At least it happened last night. You get over it by today. You're back at work. You know, have the day off, Pearl. I'll give Pearl a day off.
Now, the listeners are on your back, Brandy. Hey, Hairy Palms. Hairy Palms, Alexander. Don't drive in KO, Western Sydney Eagle.
Well, Western Sydney Eagle, you know what? Now, because I've got the Viking hand in plaster at the moment.
Exactly.
You're not driving. I had a driver over the weekend take me to the venues, and I could watch KO and do it legally. Mm. Yeah.
This is an interesting one from OJ. Now, in regards to Joseph Swalihi, V&B, as far as Swalihi goes, good luck to him, but in my opinion, his chances of playing Origin should now be gone. That he cannot be picked. Now, he's already played for Samoa, but that doesn't block him from playing, being for New South Wales, and he's been there on the fringe. No. So, any discussion there? I mean,
He's in rugby league for two seasons. He's playing league for the next 2 years. So, if Joseph Swalihi is, if he's there to be picked, the fact that he signed with rugby won't come into account.
Do you agree with this statement from Jaws? He says, morning, fellas. Just want to say Nicho Hynes is the single best shark of all time. He's absolutely incredible. The way he dominates a game and makes teams play at his pace is unlike anything I've ever seen at the Sharks. Taking nothing away from Gallo or ET, of course. But Jaws is a big Nicho Hines fan. I mean, it was the old rugby league weekdays of the 10 out of 10. I give Hines 10 out of 10 last night. I just thought
10.
I give him the 10. He was
very good. I give him a 9 out of 10.
Okay. Ten.
Look, tens. Yeah, he was.
I just think he was in the game from the opening minute. The way he was bouncing around the field, he was all over it.
That's a very good text. That one. I don't know who sent it, but that's right.
Jaws.
In terms of someone that Jaws sent it. Someone that dominates a game like him, and that was for my 9 out of 10 performance last night against the Dragons.
All right. Well, this text, Chookman says, the Sharks for mine are flat track bullies. I want to see them fold a heavyweight before I get on the bus. Chookman,
well, the Raiders folded them last week, but that was without Nicho Hines. They are a different team with Nicho Hines. Even though Braden Trindle did a great job in the first three rounds, they are a different team with their number seven there. The Dally M winner from last year, boy. Some sort of when you think about Nicho Hines, Vossie, who last year was his first year at halfback.
Yep,
like he played a couple of games in the halves.
Round 23, 2021 is the first time he started at halfback with Melbourne. Round 23, 2021.
Yeah, so 2022 was really his first year, and from what we've seen in the All Stars and the game last night, he looks like he's better than he was last year.
Okay, Max is saying this about the Manly game. Was Manly ever going to be allowed to win on Saturday night? Forward pass, question marks. I don't see enough evidence to overrule the no try for Walker's try and the Mitchell high tackle to level the game. As a supporter of the game, it's a little hard to take, says Max. Just on the Walker one, inside the dead ball line, did you have try?
I had try. Yeah. Yep. There was a moment there where there was the ball touching the ground and set, and there was a bit of green. You could see the green between the ball and the line.
Okay.
So incredible Locked try from Cody Walker.
Gee, I've got a good feel about Jay the Bookman. I think this is going to be a vintage week for Jay. I think he's got some good stuff loaded up. Jay, start the week off with a cracker.
Hey, guys, I remember the day my then-girlfriend gave me a set of camouflage clothes. I said, it's not my birthday. Why the gift? Why the camouflage gear? She said, because I don't want to see you anymore.
That's all right. No reaction from Voss. Vossie, you brought us the news about the run chase, the 2020 run chase. Mark says, on the 2020 match overnight, the one-day record and now the 2020 run chase record, both in South Africa. And do you remember when Australia got the 434 and then South Africa ran it down with 4 for 438? Were they both played at the same ground, I'm wondering? And were they played at altitude?
Centurion. Have to check that. What I can tell you, so the West Indies made 5 for 258. Johnson Charles hit a 39-ball century. But the run chase, South Africa won with 7 balls to spare. Like, they got the 4 for 259. De Kock 100 off 44. Hendrick 68 off 28. It was also the highest run tally in a power play in history. They had 102 on the board after 6 overs in the run chase. 102 off 6. That's a pretty handy start.
Off 6 overs.
Like, that's when you talk about cricket entertainment, when you make 102, you go along and watch to see 100 made, brought up in the first 6 overs.
In
that's
six
that's
overs.
Pretty good going. Yeah, pretty good going.
We're here for Bryden's Lawyers. Vossie, I'm unable to work due to injury or illness. Contact Bryden's Lawyers. A reminder, you can still be involved in Bryden's Lawyers. Your verdict for your chance to win $2,500. Head to sensurvivor.com.au. And is that round 7 that you get back underway if you've dropped out in the early rounds?
Yes, it
is.
It.
Dan, hit it, please. Hello, Moto. The Motorola open line is 1300 01 1170. Affordable two premium smartphones. Visit motorola.com.au. And the Edgewater Homes text line 0457 736 736. Edgewater completed homes now selling in Jordan Springs. Edgewaterhomes.com.au. And, of course, any text will be in the running for our text of the week. For any double pass to any NRL game of your choosing.
Or something like that. It's a double pass to
just
an NRL game.
Just a double pass to a game. Yeah.
By the way, it's nice to know that not just rugby league has controversy. What about the netball dramas over the weekend? Did you see the vision from the Swifts game against the Adelaide Thunderbirds on Saturday night?
No.
They had the...
Blackout.
The match abandoned. Yeah, had to be abandoned, yes. The match.
Blackout.
So that was gone. And then yesterday, there's an umpire error. So you're covering the Manly game and the Souths game and the forward pass and all of that, and we blow up about the bunker. But netball, it's a pretty basic... There's a pretty basic bit of fabric to the game. You start, we start, you start, we start. The set of pass. They take it in turns. Can you believe in a game that was 62-61 that it revealed that late in the game, the umpires, the team, the Vixens, had back-to-back starts from the centre? Like it's alternate.
Didn't realise
how'd they get
happened?
That wrong? No, they didn't realise when it happened. And they end up winning, I think it was in golden, more like, you know, their golden points.
What, so no one from the opposition side said, hey, hang on.
Well, it happened so quick. I suppose it was frantic. Back to the middle they go, and they stuffed up. Collingwood side immediately recognised and tried to complain, appeal, but the match went on.
No,
so now they're saying the result should be overturned. Can you overturn the result? Bring in Lee Hadjipantelis. Can you say that is a blatant example that they should have had the ball and going, and they lose by one goal? Yeah.
Right.
Got it wrong.
Well, I say, I think it's bad luck.
Oh, okay. So that's pretty much what you're saying there. This one. Hey, VB, I noticed the tweet from the Dragons thanking the fans for showing up last night. Would have been nice if the players could have shown up too. Now at Neil. 15,000 there last night. Really good for you.
15,000. Well, local derby. It was a local derby. Yeah. That's a good crowd, but will they get 15,000 next time they go to Cogra? Or do you think abandoned ship? Abandoned ship?
Do you think it could go ugly?
Do they play the Dolphins next week?
Yeah, Dolphins.
They got the Dolphins. Wollongong. Rightio. Chalk that up
Motorola
for
open
the
line.
Dragons.
Let's get some assessment from our very good listeners, the most intelligent listening audience in the land here on SEN. We're broadcasting at 11:70 a.m. in Sydney, but right across the SEN network. And Roland has called in from Penrith Brandy and wants to talk about Joseph Swali.
Go ahead, Roland.
Guys, how are you guys? Hey, guys,
good.
All weekend I've heard, including the Brandon Smith comment about the $1.6 million a season over 3 years would be better spent on the grassroots and focusing on their own game. Does everyone forget where he was as a junior at King's College playing the game of rugby union at grassroots that came to league? He's not from St. Dom's or Cambridge Park.
Yeah, but that'd be
no,
dang,
he's not.
So, you know, I'm okay with where people are coming from, but... You know, if you're going to cite using grassroots, well, he's a grassroots player.
Well, I don't buy much into the grassroots chat anyway. Really, like it's the $1.6 million. Has it really got anything to do with grassroots rugby union? I don't think so. That Brandon Smith said that. I think I'm like you, Roland. I doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, and I must admit, I'm from that era that when Saylor, Takiri and Matt Rogers came over, I got nothing against Suwali, but I mean, me personally, that 1.6, I would have been finding a more versatile player like a Matt Rogers who could play centre, fullback, 5'8", and wing, and actually add, you know, nothing against Wendell Saylor and Lottie Takiri, love them both as players, but they both played only on the wing as finishers.
Yep. Isn't Suwali that versatile player? Could he not play centre wing fullback? Like, isn't Suwali, I would think he would be the player that could slot into either of those, any of those positions, fullback, centre wing.
Well, $1.6 million, he'd want to be able to play fullback. He'd want to be able to play, and as Roland said, number 10, that was Matt Rogers' skill. Good. The Warrior-holic. He got on social media, promised he would call. Sun shining even brighter in New Zealand this morning. Great to have one of our listeners on the SEN app from across the ditch. Warrior-holic, good morning.
Kia ora moto. Good to talk to you, boys.
Kia ora.
Mate.
Kia ora.
Hey, Hey, before I get onto the Warriors, mate, that golden moment, Nathan Cleary. So I'm in the middle of texting, tweeting to say congratulations to Power for winning the game. The guy, predetermined, he sets that up. You know, everyone sees he's going to do it. From 45 metres out to nail that in that clutch moment, I've never seen anything like it. That was just amazing. No.
Amazing. Agree. Agree. Now, on to your Warriors.
Mate, I'll tell you what, I had to go and cut down some trees about 20 minutes in. I was a little bit stressed after that start. But, the resilience in that effort on defence, seeing Sean Johnson running the ball again like he's, you know, in his early 20s, just how much don't you love that? It's just amazing.
Yeah, great.
And
it was great.
Cerraldo looking salty.
No, it was great. It really was great. As a league fan and someone that, yeah, I loved what Sean Johnson could do as a younger player, because he could do things that no one else could do. Like he made it look easy. And, if someone could drift across the field and dummy inside, then throw a dummy and split the defence, he looked better than anyone else doing it. Even though others could do it, no one looked as good as Sean Johnson doing those sort of things. But the way he played yesterday, he was digging into the line. Outstanding ball playing from Sean Johnson. And then when he ran the ball, he ran with purpose. It was great to watch.
Yeah, great call. Warrior Holic, you enjoy it. A combination of brilliance and game management from Sean Johnson. Well done. Michelle Bishop coming up with her first sports update of the day. This is Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy on SEN, coming out of the Sydney studios, 11:70 a.m. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 11:70 a.m. in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.